I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a response to the issues we raised last week when we talked about a new book called The Language Police, How Pressure Groups Restrict What Students Learn.
The author, Diane Ravitch, says educational publishers, pressured by all kinds of groups and by consolidation within their own industry, have gone too far with what are called bias and sensitivity guidelines.
This week, we hear from the other side, the major publishers of textbooks for kindergarten through 12th grade. Steve Driesler is executive director of the school division of the Association of American Publishers.
I think the most important thing that your listeners need to understand is that the textbooks that are published today are published to the designs and specifications of what our customers want and demand. Textbook publishers, particularly in the 20 adoption states, those are the states that have some centralized system of reviewing and approving or disapproving textbooks for purchase within that state. And we're talking about states like California and Texas and Florida, and they specify, and sometimes with great detail, what they want and what they don't want in their textbooks. And the publisher then has one or two options. Either they publish a book that the customer wants and will purchase and will get approved and adopted in those states, or they don't. And since you're talking about states that, you know, nearly half the states in the country, but probably in terms of the purchasing power, probably over half of the books that are purchased, the market reality is that you've got to listen to your customers and produce books that they tell you that they want.
Now, what about the power and influence of what Diane Ravitch calls pressure groups, which she contends, both on the left and the right politically, which she contends are pressuring the customers, the schools, and I guess then the publishers to, in her words, censor and sanitize their language of anything that is seems even remotely controversial?
Well, I think she's right in terms that there are pressure groups out there. And remember, we live in a democratic society, a very pluralistic, diverse democratic society. And so, yes, groups from the left, groups from the right, interest groups representing race, religion, ethnicity, gender, all, you know, oftentimes want to have a say in the textbooks that their children use and that are purchased with their tax dollars.
The result, she contends in her book, is sometimes that the book becomes unreadable in some senses, that there are words or euphemisms that are used for words that that are not natural. Do you have some of those words?
Well, I'm
there?
I'm looking through the back of her book, and here's a glossary of banned words. Backward country, banned as ethnocentric when referring to cultural differences. Backwoodsman, banned as sexist, replace with pioneer. Ball and chain, banned as sexist, replace with spouse, wife, partner. Now, I can see, if I were writing a textbook, I wouldn't want to refer to a spouse, a wife, as a ball and chain. Clearly, that would be sexist.
That would probably be a little bit offensive to some
people. But how do you react to, I mean, is this true that there are these word lists that...
again, each publisher decides how they're going to deal with this. But yes, there are, you know, the publishers are in a situation, you know, quite bluntly, where they're sort of damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they used words like backwoodsman, or ball and chain, or whatever those other words you were that you just
hut here, you're supposed to be supposed to use small houses instead because huts could be construed as ethnocentric, according to this one publisher's guideline.
Yeah, and you know, then some parent goes, you know, or parent groups go to a board of education meeting and they complain that their child was felt discriminated against because the country of their ethnic origin was described as backwoods or backwards than people living in huts, and that it didn't really reflect the true richness of the culture of that country. So if they make those changes to solve the sensitivity or to be sensitive to the complaints of that group, then Ms. Ravitch comes along and complains, it's censorship.
Steve Driesler, Executive Director of the School Division of the Association of American Publishers. And that's Wordmaster for this week.
Our email address is word@voanews.com, and you'll find all of our programs on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.